Should you want to tell someone, tell a family member or a friend or a partner, like a girlfriend or boyfriend or husband or wife, tell them that you'd been dealing with depression or tell them your emotional state at all, what you may have been going through? Well, that's a question I'd like to explore. I have some thoughts about it. Of course, any conclusion and any decision will need to be your own, because the answer is, it depends. I'll start with some perhaps silly sounding advice, but it's something you can try if you have not tried already. Tell, or just pour your heart out to an animal. If you have a pet, this will be very easy. Your dog might listen to you, or you don't have to have an animal's full attention. It doesn't even have to be a singular animal. It could be like an animal group. You might be at a park and feel like you could just tell it to the birds. You don't have to have their attention necessarily. Or you could even, if there's an animal that you feel an affinity with for any reason, you could even pull up a picture. Maybe find a picture where they look calm and receptive, and it could be whatever it is, a dolphin or a lion. Tell them. Tell them everything you've been feeling. Tell them what's been challenging for you. Tell them if you've felt overwhelmed. And you could even listen afterwards. Maybe you'll pick up on some advice. And if you're telling this to like a pet dog, I don't have a dog, but I can imagine the dog might actually respond with some advice, which would be, well, let's play. And that's great advice, isn't it? Let's play. I do recommend this. Okay, but now as far as telling someone, now what I'm getting into now, it has to do with just in general involving someone, making them aware of your state of being and the things you've been dealing with and your goals. If, on the other hand, it was like a, you know, feelings that felt very drastic and it seemed like you just felt like your health was at risk for some reason, well, then you might need to really alert perhaps a crisis hotline or medical health professional or someone, you know, if, but that's not really what I'm getting into right now. I just wanted to mention that. But as far as just involving people in your life who you care about, who you trust, well, there might be some ways to go about it that will be helpful and comfortable for everyone involved. I would suggest when you talk to someone, if you do, even when you talk to yourself, get a clear sense that the conditions should always be phrased in the past tense, because everything that we have faced is actually in the past. So if you are telling someone, you could say, well, I'd been dealing with depression, and they could say, well, when was that? And you might say, well, it was 2 seconds ago. You're not certain that it would continue into the present or into the future. It's very helpful to just phrase things in the past tense, especially if you're telling someone, because if you're telling someone, I would suggest phrasing your message in terms of your goals, because you want to be better, right? You want to feel your very best. You want to be enlivened in the most positive way and have fulfilling experiences, healthy relationships. So if you were talking to someone, I would suggest, yes, that you do say your goals. Say, I really am committed to doing everything I need to do toward being healthy, toward feeling well. Perhaps I've had these habits or I've felt affected in this these ways, perhaps a variety of ways. I'm doing everything I can. I wanted you to be aware of what's gone on with me emotionally, whether or not there is a reason. You can just tell them where you're at, but make even a stronger point about where you intend to be. Now, it's entirely possible that whomever you tell will not necessarily understand fully, and that's okay. The person could even say some things which seem dismissive, like, well, I don't really know about that, or maybe you should talk to someone, or that's okay, because it's probably best that you don't put pressure on them. You could even make it clear that you're not looking to them to fix you, but perhaps you just didn't want to keep this to yourself. If it were parents, depending on if that's a possibility, depending on your relationship in your family, and if it's an option for you to tell parents, I would definitely be sure to focus on your goals, because let's be honest, it could be difficult for family members to see you in a troubled state. Whether or not parents have the conscious ability to recognize this, and whether or not they've really made healthy decisions for the family, children really are the parents. I was going to say the extension of the parents, but we are our family. And I was thinking recently, considering, what does that mean, being family? I consider it to be a spirit. It's sort of a individualized a component of the human spirit, because you could say we are all one. And within a family, well, it seems to me there's almost a spirit existing through generations. And at some points in time, there are, you know, members of different generations on the planet at the same time, a grandparent, a parent, a child, perhaps a great-grandparent. Well, regardless of what's happening or happened amongst any of those individuals on a personality level, and regardless of the decisions they've made and the personality they've conjured up or developed, regardless of all that, there is a spirit which is moving toward the truth, the full fulfillment of its own pure truth. And that is a reason why every parent should want better for their child. It's because the spirit wants to actualize in the fullness, the full revelation. Call it enlightenment. Call it a realization of the divine nature within us. So I would be reassuring to a parent that, hey, I'm committed. You know, this family line, regardless of the history, whether it's who knows what sorts of things people get up to. But in the truest sense, I am moving toward the fulfillment of the divinity of us all, of the one, in fact. And be thankful for any and every way that they have helped you, your family, and then friends, and anyone else, and life itself, how it can move you where you are meant to be, which is a blissful state. So I want to assure you in the fullest sense that you can feel at peace. You can feel fulfilled. You know, it is very helpful. I might be getting sidetracked now, but extremely helpful to set aside in your mind, if you can, at this moment, and let's learn how to do this, to set aside the stories, Perhaps I have built up some story of who I am, and maybe it starts with my name, and then it starts with these attributes I think I possess, and perhaps there are some which I've tended to dislike. Well, set those aside. Set aside any judgment. You know, the Buddhist teachings will really stress letting go of fear and desire. Well, what's left when we let go of those? When we let go of fear and we let go of desire, there is really a letting go of judgment. And that is my dream world. That's where I anticipate us all being. And I'd like us just to feel it for a moment. A world without judgment, and we don't even need to judge ourselves. And don't judge anything. Can you feel just perfect trust? Perhaps gratitude helps put us in this state. But that could turn into a spiral of judging what we deem good and bad and so on. But if we let go of that duality and realize that you are a divine, perfect spiritual being, and that truth never changes, and it's never altered. It's never proven nor disproven, because that is the truth. I believe it's helpful for us to recognize this. Okay, now when it comes to telling somebody if you had felt depressed or you'd been dealing with anxiety or any other factor, it can be embarrassing. I mean, I'm very grateful that I've felt lifted out from depression. Of course, I stay aware of how different things affect me or what is arising inside of me. But anyway, it still might come up often for me to talk about that sort of thing. And, well, I usually have an aversion to talking about it. Sometimes the topic of podcasts come up and I might chime in when some people are talking and say, oh, I produced some podcasts. But then they might say, oh, well, what are they? What are they about? And then I realize, oh, I don't necessarily want to talk to these people about it, because the conversation is usually quite short. I say, well, it's like about mental health or whatever however I can word it. And then they're like, oh, and then that's the end. Well, it just seems uncomfortable for some people to talk about. And there's all sorts of cultural variables, especially, I'll speak for being a man, especially in some cultures when it comes to being a man, because you're expected to be strong. But realize that having dealt with emotion, call it depression, call it whatever, having traversed, having gone through such territory does not equal weakness. In fact, you're strong. Very strong, but people may not understand that. So you may want to gauge that. I have to be honest, like, you may not want to sort of break down with certain people. You might want to, you know, put on a strong presentation as you tell them. And I'd really suggest telling people who you consider to have the level of maturity to deal with this. It's okay if they don't have a lot to say, but, you know, really assess whether the person has a level of maturity that you feel like telling them is going to be beneficial in the long run. 'Cause you're essentially just involving them in your life. And involving them in a process of you feeling better. When it comes to being a guy and telling a girlfriend or a wife or, you know, someone like that, I've found that a lot of women, they can't really handle that. I'm sorry to say, like, you would have to actually assess in your relationship whether your partner, or if you're a woman, whether the boyfriend can actually handle this awareness of what's gone on in your life. A lot of women look to the man to be the strength and the stability in the relationship and for them, essentially. And like I say, having dealt with depression is in no way a weakness, but there are some people who they may not get that, and they may see it as a weakness. They might, it might trigger something in them if you told them. Like, they'd be like, uh-oh. And I know myself, like, the most pivotal, like, greatest time was also perhaps the most difficult. It's when I had to really recognize that I needed to change, that I was really in a sad state. And I involved some people, and I felt like I broke down to one person who was a woman, and it was extremely awkward. And I just feel like she was not mature. She would claim the opposite. And I'm not trying to make a criticism, but it's just worth, it's worth taking a look. And, you know, if you're in a relationship, well, you do want to be with someone who will be encouraging and is mature enough to handle anything with you and be encouraging and feel like a partner with you. And if that's not happening, have no reservation about acknowledging that. That maybe it's not healthy for you in the long run. That's okay. Maybe that's a different topic. But I would say, as a man, people can become very uncomfortable with you expressing that you'd been depressed. It's unfortunate. This is unfortunate. I'm sure it's a reason why many men have kept it to themselves, and perhaps they acted it out, or they tried to self-medicate with something like alcohol, or they really fell into some sort of addiction, instead of just recognizing what wasn't serving them and getting in touch with what was healthy and moving toward what was going to be fulfilling for them in the long run. Well, I haven't really planned how I wanted to articulate some of these things, some of these topics or ideas. I'd say, if you're telling someone, do gauge how mature and helpful they may be when it comes to having an awareness of where you're at emotionally, where what you've faced emotionally. And if you need to, you can act strong. I know there are times when you just need to tell someone. And for this reason, I'm going to do something that's probably unusual. As an update for the podcast, we haven't had any of these in quite a while. My wife and I, we moved. But even before we moved, I recorded at least a couple, if not more, podcasts. And I ended up just throwing them away because I haven't felt like a teacher. I guess I've needed to learn. And that's all I've ever done anyway, is learn and then perhaps present to you some things that I have found helpful. Well, after we moved, I really just spent a lot of time not doing things I enjoy. But I had to focus on just setting up a life, you know, like beginning a new job and getting a place to live and setting up oh, whatever, whatever you do for, you know, basics of living someplace and just getting used to everything. And these podcasts are important to me. I want to do more of it. Even though I haven't felt like a teacher, I like to get on here with you and share with you. One thing I'd like to do, you might notice the website, Tyrus, it doesn't matter what it's called, because it's been down. It's been down for some time. I still own the domain. I just need to redesign and get, whatever you call it, hosting. And, well, I actually have some plans for some cool content, and maybe I'll start a page geared just better, you know, just offering more content, and I'll just tell you more about that as I put it together. But as for now, I thought maybe it would be helpful for someone to have my phone number. Now, this seems unusual. We don't have like a hotline or anything like that. I just wanted to share, this is actually my personal cell phone number, just in case there's someone listening who ever just needs to talk. Now, I can't claim to be helpful even, and I am not claiming to be qualified to treat any condition, and I'm probably not a great conversationalist either. So now, after that, after prefacing it that way, I just know that there are times when we may need someone to talk with. I know myself, I'm thinking of one time in particular where I just felt like I dealt with a lot, and I just knew I needed to call someone because I knew it would help me. And then I started thinking through, well, who can I even call? And then considered like the time, and then, well, there's people I know, but they're in a different time zone and it would be late for them. I wouldn't want to wake them up. And perhaps those people are others I haven't spoken with in months anyway. And well, I would feel perhaps like a burden if I was calling them out of the blue without having spoken in a really long time and I'm crying to them or something. Or you know what I ended up doing was calling someone I'd only met recently, and they were probably confused that I'd chosen them. Oh, and I was calling and so sad. But it's okay. Oh, but anyway. So perhaps there may be one person, whoever wants to call, and just you could tell something to me. Maybe that you can't tell to anyone else. But be sure that you're not telling me anything illegal. Do not tell me anything that could be construed with illegal implications. You know, for example, don't tell me that you were considering causing any harm or doing anything that would be illegal. Okay, I mean, I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor or anything like that. But I also, I just don't want to be in a situation where, you know, I'd have to consider what to do. But, you know, I know there are things that perhaps we can't tell anyone, and maybe I want to tell something to you that I just feel like I couldn't tell anyone else because I didn't want them to think I was weak, or, you know, I didn't want to ruin their impression of me. As silly as that may sound, maybe you know what I mean. Well, anyway, back at the time, and I know this is getting long, but I mentioned that pivotal time, you know, it was probably the worst of times and the best of times, because it's really when I was risen up was when I had to make some choices. And I changed a lot. I changed how I ate, changed who I was around. I started doing things. I started seeing a therapist. I was deliberate with what I was, you know, taking and putting in my body and that sort of thing. Well, I did tell some people, and I can't claim that I did it the best way, and that's one of the reasons I'm breaking it down for you now. I do feel like if you're telling someone, it's very helpful to just tell them how tell them how you appreciate them and you care for them. And you just wanted them to be aware of what you'd been going through, remember, in the past tense. And they might say, when was that? Well, it was 5 seconds ago. And you really don't want it to continue. Some people might have like tough love sort of advice. It's possible someone might say, well, go on and get over it. Get over it. I mean, I've heard that. And you might say, well, that person doesn't understand. They don't know the depths that have overcome me at times. Or that whatever way you frame it, you could say that person, they don't understand this. And that's very likely and can be quite true. They may not understand, but that also is quite good advice. Get over it. Because don't we want to get over it? And in fact, the instant that you have that realization that some state of being or some mental state or some habits or addiction, that it no longer serves you, you're already over it. It's already behind you. Maybe some residual effect shows up out of a habit or the way the brain's been trained. But it's really behind you. And I encourage us all to have a miracle. In this instant, in fact, let's have it now. You can always have a miracle, but let's go ahead and have it now. Where you're free. You're free from depression. You're free from any affliction. So when it comes to telling people, I hope any of this information or some of it is helpful. Did I tell my phone number? Oh, anyway, my phone number, and it's possible that I may not be able to talk if you did call, or we could just make arrangements to talk at a different time. I do work. I'm on West Coast time in the United States, and I usually work from 3 till almost midnight. So in fact, actually, the middle of the night's a great time for me, or some other time. But anyway, my phone number, it's 858-752-0488. Be blessed, and I'll be back with you. I'd like to be back soon. I admit, like, I don't always feel like a teacher. Sometimes I'll listen back to these, and I'll just, I'll feel like, who is this? Am I trying to be a teacher, and I'm not? But I care for you, and it's rewarding for me, and it's something that I encourage you to do, is just care for others in whatever way you can, because believe me, you'll have opportunities. And the smallest opportunities are often, well, they're not the smallest, they're the very greatest. So make the most of every opportunity to be encouraging to others. And please be encouraging to yourself. And be encouraging to yourself every second of every day. You know, as best you can. Which is miraculous. So I look forward to being back with you soon. Be blessed.